Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and Uncle Kevin is joining us. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning.
Another great day in America.
Stole my line. Good way to wake up.
Thought you forgot or something. I don't know. Phil Hudock, or Hodock. I don't even know how to pronounce his name straight. Well, Christine, you called in yesterday, wanted Phil. We had a cancellation, whatever. It all worked out. We were able to get Phil. Phil will be here. Talk about his plan. Whatever it is, I don't quite understand it, but we're going to discuss it. He's going to present it, and we're going to go over it, and I think it'll be interesting. I mean, if nothing else, it'll be a very interesting discussion.
Yeah.
And also, Mike from River City Coins. We keep getting emails where people want to know about gold and silver coins. He's just going to pop in for about 10-15 minutes.
Oh, we love Mike.
And he doesn't pay us. We're not making any money off of him. I love coins, me personally, and I know for you out there who are wondering about them, don't have any idea or interested, whatever, it'll be a good 10 or 15 minutes. And if you have any questions specifically, you know, call in or email in. That would be great. And then we're going to do news, Mike, and then Phil. So it'll be a great day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got really upset at the end of the first hour with Dave. Dave, I want to apologize. And I know you're a Christian, and it just set me off yesterday. I can't even tell you all the things we're dealing with and that we're doing here. And we can do this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we can win.
We are going to win,
exactly.
And we can do this. And I don't want anybody to get any perception of anything different. And we're working on something very seriously with a lot of very serious people. And like I've been telling you, please, please, please pray for us here. Please pray for what we're doing. This is a real deal, and we're very excited to present it to you as we go forward. And thank you for your support and your prayers. Please pray for us, for our family, for this whole thing that we're doing, and we'll go from there. So, all right, let's get to the news. Julian Assange, you remember him?
I do.
Well, his father fears son's extradition to the United States. He fears him going to the United States. I would want him to go anywhere because he's about to die in prison.
About to die in prison, yeah.
Well, supposedly his health is improving. He thinks it would be a death sentence for him to go to the United States. See, I don't either.
I don't either.
Well, he's about a death sentence for him to be in the jail there.
Uh-huh. They don't like him over there.
The ceaseless anxiety that Julian's been under for now 10 years has been profoundly deleterious.
Deleterious.
I know. Well, that's the word he uses. That's crazy.
Does that go with that?
Yeah, delete. It's a word.
Yeah, I know it's a word.
Yeah, deleting his whatever has a bad effect.
Okay.
He could have just said that. I imagine that he will be really worried because being sent to the United States is a death sentence. I saw him about 10 days ago, he says. He's improved thanks to pressure from his legal team, the general public, and actually from other inmates. Wow, to get him out of isolation.
Awesome.
It just really bothers me how he's been treated.
Absolutely. Been treated like worse than a dog.
China destroys $600 million in cash to stop spread.
I heard that.
See, do you think for one second, in America, do you think if they wanted they'd just ship it to the Iranians or something.
Yeah.
There's no way that they'd be destroying money that they could use for something. There's a purpose behind this.
Yeah.
And it's more than just the virus, to me.
Yeah.
To me. You don't destroy $600 million in cash.
Unless you're thinking about going cashless.
Leaked Chinese records reveal detailed surveillance. Yeah, we know all that. Even CNN's reporting this now. Of course, we know that.
Yeah, we know that. We've done that for 15 years.
America's doing it also. They're just not as overt about
right.
it. Japan to start trials using HIV treatment for coronavirus.
Oh,
wow.
Right.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, well, they had factories over there. 30-year-old pills that they had they didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah, they wanted to get rid of them.
They wanted to get rid of
them.
Well,
let's try it on this bat virus.
Yeah.
Japan is aiming to start trials soon on the HIV treatment for the coronavirus, which also tells you, again, this is not some natural, random virus.
Right.
It has HIV components and subsets and delivery systems in it. That's pretty much, you can pretty much take that to the bank at this point. It's been proven, and people... much more knowledge of this than me have come out publicly and said this very clearly. This is an engineered virus. Virus fears rise after Cambodia accepts Nomad cruise ship. Not good idea.
Not good idea. At all.
Do not accept cruise ship. No ship. No. The feel-good story of how Cambodia allowed a cruise ship to dock after it was turned away elsewhere in Asia for fear of spreading the disease is turning bad. So now the disease is spreading in Cambodia, they think, from that ship. Cruise quarantine went awry, U.S. officials say. Yeah, you think.
Trump, they probably are jumping off the boat, you know?
You got a story about Trump, and he's wanting to sue some people.
Let me dig it up.
To play the
President
Jeopardy.
Trump on Tuesday suggested he may file a lawsuit against former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, saying his findings were badly tainted. I love it.
Yeah, you think? He tweeted, you know how he likes to tweet.
I love his tweets.
He wants to sue everyone.
He should.
Everyone all over the place, but maybe I still will. Witch hunt.
I hope so.
Everything having to do with this fraudulent investigation is badly tainted, in my opinion, should be thrown out. Even Mueller's statement to Congress, they did not see me to become the FBI director. They did not see me.
Malicious prosecution.
Has been proven false. The whole deal was a total scam. If I wasn't president, I'd be suing everyone all over the place.
Yeah.
There you go.
Should have his minions do it.
Well, you remember the bar coming in about the Roger Stone? Mm-hmm. You remember Catherine Austin Fitz's story? If you didn't hear the Catherine Austin interview yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, it was fantastic. Yeah. It was telling. It was so much information. She's talking about was it Hetherington, the DOJ, somebody pretty high up in the DOJ that went after her. And what they do in their standard operating procedures. If you think that there's justice in this, in these systems, you know, just think again.
Think again.
Think again.
If you ruffle somebody's feathers that are high up, it's not going to turn out good for you.
Yes, and she was fortunate that somebody's watching them destroy evidence and try to plant evidence.
Yep.
Federal Judges Association calls emergency meeting after DOJ intervenes in cases. So the Federal Judges Association, I bet you that's a bastion of integrity.
Constitutional.
Yeah, constitutional forthrightness. I'm sure they have pictures of George Washington all in their wallets.
Yeah.
A National Association of Federal Judges has called an emergency meeting to address growing concerns about the intervention of Justice Department officials and President Donald Trump. Let me stop you right there, you black robe sons of whatever.
Demons.
Demons. Let me stop you.
Yeah.
The top law enforcement officer in this country is Donald John Trump. If Donald John Trump sees an investigation that doesn't look right or something doesn't look right, he has more authority than you do to look at
it. Absolutely.
You cannot stop him. You cannot interfere with him.
That's correct.
Take his lead on it.
Yep.
If he says, this doesn't look right, go back and look at this.
Re-examine it.
Then re-examine it, or let me get the Attorney General to re-examine this. And he looks at it and says, well, this looks like this was not right. Let's kick everybody off and let's get a new thing. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is. Done deal. Nothing you can do about it.
That's law.
That's law.
That's the law of, you know, separation of powers, why it's divided a million different ways.
Yep.
You know, where, you know, it's like counties in America.
That's why he can pardon somebody.
That's right. Yeah, he can interfere and just pardon them.
Just pardon them.
Is that interfering too now?
Yeah,
are they going to say that's interfering?
Of course they are. If he pardons.
Yeah, he's going to pardon Roger Stone?
Yeah.
Well, he's interfering.
Yeah.
We got to do something about him. You mean the Constitution?
Yeah.
Secession in Pacific Northwest. Oregon residents petition to join Idaho. You remember the counties in Virginia wanting to go to West Virginia? I don't know.
Well, they got a lot of crazies up in Oregon.
Yes, but they got a lot of, Portland's got a lot of Antifa running around the streets.
Oh, yeah.
But Eastern Oregon is very libertarian-minded.
I didn't know that.
They may smoke a lot of pot, but they're libertarian-minded.
It makes them docile. They won't hurt anybody.
No, but I think they're pretty aggressive. I mean, frustrated by liberal policy, some Oregon residents are petitioning to leave the state by moving the border with Idaho westward. So basically, if you know geography, Oregon, Eastern Oregon, you know that long stick that comes up from Idaho? They connect there. Mm-hmm. So Sandpoint, Idaho's up there. Coeur d'Alene. You talk about some of the most beautiful country in America. If you've ever been to Sandpoint, Idaho, wow. Fantastic. I'd want to join that, too. If I live next to...
It's cold up there, though.
You know, but it's not as cold as some of the other parts because it's got that huge lake.
Yeah, that's right. It warms it up a little.
A little. Yeah. Don't take your shorts or anything.
No.
But it's not like Arctic. Anyway, the Boy Scouts you know, they've been in a little trouble lately from all these abuse cases.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're now they're filing for bankruptcy.
Oh.
I know the Mormon Church was pulling out of being involved with them.
They got to do some digging. Who stole all the money?
Well, I think they're. I don't think it's about money stealing money. I think it's about they're losing so many sexual assault cases.
Oh, that's what this is about. Well, good.
Since the most, what could be one of the biggest, most complex bankruptcies ever seen. Scores of lawyers are seeking settlements on behalf of several thousand men who say they were abused as scouts.
Yeah, scouts had a rule that if you were a child molester, you couldn't be a scout leader.
Well, yeah, but not 20 years ago or however many.
Yeah,
years
right.
Ago.
I said used to.
Well, they do now too, but that don't. What does that mean?
No, they let them. They let them now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. See, I don't know what that, allegedly, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay.
Article in Harvard Law Journal concludes the preborn child is a constitutional person. So actual Harvard Law Journal comes out and saying that actually a baby in the womb, a developing fetus, is a person.
And he's protected by the Constitution.
You know, Uncle Steve said the most compelling thing I've ever heard of this. And when people argue, oh, it's not a human, or it's not a you know, it's not a person. Mm-hmm. Well, a fetus is part of human development. I mean, that's self-evident, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of human development, so it's not a human. You know, and now we're seeing, you know, that's why it was so powerful. The lady at the State of the Union, I can't remember her name, but her child was born at 21 weeks.
Right.
Roe versus Wade made the standard 24 weeks you can have an abortion. Well, here's a 21-week-old baby under 24 who's now living 2 years old and running around.
Right, and viable.
Yeah, so don't tell me 24-week children aren't viable, because that's not true. This girl is living proof. We just saw it.
Yeah.
America is ready to turn on abortion, ladies and gentlemen.
They sure are.
And I think this is one of those things that you don't like to bring up in conversation because it can get really heated. I mean, really heated. But if you want to push the argument, I'll give you maybe something you can go. Don't argue necessarily about abortion. What you can argue about is, I don't want to pay for it. I don't agree with it. I don't want to pay for it. Well, if they say, well, I agree with it. I think people said, that's fine. If you have that opinion, you can't make me pay
right.
for it. That's a much
subtler,
more subtle argument. And it's actually more powerful in some ways because it takes it away from it's such a honeypot with some people. Is it live? Is it dead? Whatever. It takes it away from that. And it's, are you trying to make me pay for something? Are you going to make me, you know, what else are you going to make me pay for? It's against my religious beliefs. Do I not, you know,
yeah.
It takes the argument on a much more, easier to argue position. That's all I'm saying. And we'll also, people who are on the fence, who really got some sense about them, they'll take that argument and they'll be like, yeah, that makes sense. Why should you be forced to pay for abortions if you don't agree with them?
The thing that really changed my mind about abortion was that movie Silent Scream.
Oh, I don't even want to.
Oh,
I can't
my
even
gosh.
Go there.
You want to see something I bet 8 or 9 out of 10 people would change their mind after they see that.
Oh,
that's powerful.
God.
That is powerful, that movie.
Well, we were told for how long? Oh,
that it was
it's a bunch of cells. A bunch of cells, not a baby.
Wrong.
It's not life. It's not anything. It's just a choice.
Man, that was upsetting.
And then again, the other argument it takes it away from if you're arguing about if it's a person or not is that, well, choice, you did have choice. I mean, unless you were raped. Were you raped?
Yeah.
I mean, you did have choice.
Yeah,
or these people did. You did have choice. Well, we don't want to say that. That's another reason why you should.
The founders wanted
morality taught in school.
That's right.
Because there's a moral consequence to your choices.
That's right.
As soon as we separated procreation from babies, like it's two separate acts,
mm-hmm.
like they're not connected. You know, it's almost like, what do you think? The stork brings the baby? you know,
a lot of kids believe that when they were young.
Where'd that
come from?
Well, they're adults now, I would think. I mean, see, again, their nature takes away because when they're children, they can't even have children.
That's right.
So when they get to the point where they don't believe in the stork, you know.
Well, the founders knew the story of Rome, the loaded debauchery, and what happened to Rome.
Well,
it was
they were incredible historians.
Yeah, exactly. They took history and wrote it into our Constitution. They knew what was good and knew what was bad.
You know the story about the Second Amendment we talked about yesterday, but this is a big thing. You know the demonstration. You know, the news says it was 15 to 20,000 people.
Almost 100, I heard.
There's probably somewhere around 100.
Yeah, 100,000.
Probably maybe a little under. But north of 75 looks pretty clear. We're at that deal. So three or four times.
What they said.
What they said, yeah. At least. Maybe five or six times.
Benjamin Franklin would have, if he was there, he would have pinpointed.
He could have drawn and counted.
That's right.
You know the story about him with George Whitefield. I'll tell that story sometime.
That's a great story.
Yes. So three of the Democrats on the committee, you know, these bills go to committee. It went to the committee. Three of the Democrats on the committee, they were quote unquote moderate Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
that's what I heard.
What are those? Those are like rare. Those are like on the endangered species list now.
Are they modern Democrat?
Moderate.
Not a baby killer?
I don't know. Well, they're not going to kill these guns. So anyway, they killed the bill. So that's good news.
That's real good news.
DHS, Department of Homeland Security, waives contracting laws and bids to speed up border wall construction. So, you know, if you ever tried to get a bid from a government, I haven't, but talk to people who have. It's like, it's, I mean, you got, I mean.
Bureaucracy is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, basically,
you
got to
know
somebody.
And if you don't know somebody,
yeah.
Forget about it.
So DHS is saying, look, we're
done.
Who wants to build a wall? Who wants to build? Bring your walls here. Let's see it. Let's get this done. We're going to pick a wall here. We're going to build some walls.
We should put ours in. We'd have it done in 3 weeks.
We should go down there. We'll bring Chubbo, the dog.
Yep.
We'll bring our dog.
Bring a ladder.
A ladder. Some wire.
It's a concertina wire.
And we'll
set up a little demonstration. Donald, get through this.
Yeah, we'll put the dog in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Locust plague reaches China. Remember that locust?
Yes. Wow.
Who was it? Was it Dave who was talking about the curse on China? Who was talking about the curse on China? They called in. Well, now the locusts are going to China.
Well, I told you about that thing yesterday with that they said they're, if they don't stop killing the Christians, they're going to have
God's going to come down on them.
God's going to retribution
them. Yeah, say that fast.
Wait.
Red leather, yellow leather. Huge bird migration spotted on weather radar. So the weather radar is picking up this massive bird migration in Key West. That's kind of cool. Have you ever seen the birds here, like when masses of them
so
in the V's?
Does that mean they're having an earthquake there? Usually.
Well, see, that's what I thought. No, this is kind of every year, it sounds like. This is kind of an every year
thing.
They're
going down to South America or somewhere?
Yeah, they depart from Cuba and emerge or something. They're coming back up. It's, it's nice weather in the Florida Keys now.
Yeah.
Ice volcanoes erupt on Michigan beach during Arctic blast. So it's so cold and the waves are coming that the waves will come up and they freeze, you know, they freezing may get bigger and bigger and bigger. And is an ice volcano.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Goes on the shore. If you want to see pictures, go to thepowerhour.com. Then you can click on news and see the pictures in that story. These scientists, I was having a discussion with my wife yesterday. You know, our baby. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, she's whatever. She's less than two. She's just turned one. She likes to go around, grab the pencils from my other daughters, and eat the erasers off.
Yeah, she got teeth now.
Yeah, she thinks that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Every pencil she can find, she wants to rip the thing as fast as she can, rip the eraser off. And the thought occurred to me, you'll see where this connects here to dinosaurs in a minute. All the right. thought occurred to me. If 1,000 years from now, archaeologists came and they excavated this house and they found all these pencils, they'd think, oh, the Missouri people, did not like erasers. It was, they did not have them as a sign of protest against, something or whatever.
Killing trees to make pencils was a sign of protest.
Yeah, it was a sign of protest for climate change, you know, or whatever. And hopefully that would be gone 1,000 years from now. Anyway, you get my point, right? So they come up with these theories. So I have, and if they went on my house, they would say, oh, pencils don't have erasers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they'd say, oh, they're a backward society. You know, the rest of America had erasers. These don't. This is a backwards group.
Yeah.
Anyway, dinosaurs. How long have we been told they're reptiles, they're cold-blooded, they're this, that,
Ever since I was a kid.
Okay. Dinosaurs were warm-blooded, shocking study says.
That's what I heard. I heard that.
Yeah. So now they're saying they're warm-blooded.
A lot of them were warm-blooded. They still have the ones that are reptile-like.
I would like to know all the major predictions over the last 200 years about scientists, about the past, whatever.
Very rarely get anything right.
How many times have they went back and forth and changed and blah, blah, blah? Several fossilized eggshells were tested, including from the... Oh, wait a minute. This is the wrong...
Whoa, skip a page there.
I'm mixing... skip the page. Whoa. Anyway, whatever. The dinosaurs. They were not cold-blooded now.
That's what I heard.
So, in science speaks like they're the bastion of truth.
Yeah,
and like I said, that's it. That's truth, and that's what we're saying.
And 98% of the scientists say that they were cold-blooded.
Yeah. That's right.
They need their money from the government.
Superbugs could, if you got the reference to climate change, you know, if you don't sing the song, you don't get
paid.
Superbugs could stop chemotherapy from working, oncologists warn.
Chemotherapy doesn't work anyway.
Well, they've already proven for, I don't know if it's the majority of cancers. I think it's the majority of cancer cases. Don't quote me, but it's a large percentage. The majority of cancer cases are a big percentage. If you have no treatment, you live longer than if you have the chemotherapy and the whole deal.
And if you have the chemo, it's usually the chemo that kills you, not the cancer.
Well, that's that's what killed my father-in-law.
Yeah, it was chemo. Yeah.
His immune system went, and then he got some infection from the hospital.
From the hospital.
He got some crazy infection from the hospital because the nurse didn't clean his line. And it's a long story.
It's I'd go the natural way before I'd go chemo.
Me personally, I just don't want any cancer.
No, we're not.
Selenium.
We're not going to catch it.
Selenium. Selenium's been proven to lower your chance of cancer death by 50%. Been proven. This case went to the United States. I don't know, Supreme Court, but went to high court in America.
And they found it did.
And then the court ruled that they could put that on the bottle. Yeah. So the selenium we sell at the Power Mall. Yeah. I don't know why everybody is not taking this selenium.
That's one thing you should be taking.
Berries is good for your gut. Vaping. You know that vaping?
Yeah.
It causes DNA changes similar to those in cancer. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Who knows what they put in that stuff?
Bingo. More news, and Mike will be here from River City, and then Phil.
We like Mike.
Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
There's a great quote, the two of my favorite quotes, and I'm going to butcher the one. Ralph Waldo Emerson, he has a great quote about America, you know, reflecting back. Of course, he wrote the poem about the shot heard around the world, by the rude bridge that arched the flood, the breeze, the April's flag unfurled. Here, once embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard around the world.
That's a great poem.
Just that love line, it. That stanza is incredible. Anyway, he made a comment about America, about, you know, the war and everything. He was obviously an amazing a patriot and had a comprehension of these things. And he says, America stands for opportunity. America is opportunity. And it almost seems like this is God's last chance at society, that America is God's last. I can't remember how he worded it. See, now I'm going to have to find it so I can read it to you. But there's another quote I've said many times, Robert Frost, about our founding fathers. Our founding fathers did not believe in the future.
Right.
They believed the future in. And that is what we have to do. And this is what we're working on. And this is, there's this week, something very important is occurring. And I've asked you several times. I'm going to ask you again, please pray for what we're doing. Please pray for my family and for me. We are going to believe a future in.
That's right.
And we want you to be a part of it. And so we're going to work on, we need everybody. And I thank you so much for all your support and all you've been there. And see, that's what set me off yesterday. We're talking to Dave. It wasn't you. You call anytime. Love you, Dave. It was just, I've been working so hard on this and other people have been working so hard on this. This idea that there's nothing to do. It's fait accompli. I do not believe it.
Me neither.
The same scriptures, you know, the Bible is the same now as it was in 1776. So the founders just said, well, there's nothing we can do. This is the same scriptures that were there. There's nothing we can do. Should they have just said that? No,
rolled
they didn't.
Rolled over? No.
No, they didn't.
Roll over? We're in the same place.
They were in the same place. Yeah. We are in the same place.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we need all your help.
And they believed in a different future. Actually, in the hand of providence, you know, as they said repeatedly. Great. God Almighty, I would just say it simply, God blessed them and met their sacrifice with miracle after miracle.
Absolutely.
And brought forth what came forth. Why can't we do that?
We can. And we will win.
Right.
We will win. Absolutely.
So that's what kind of, I
don't know. But we need all your help.
Right now we need your prayers.
Yes.
And that also, the other reason I brought that up, I love saying this. I said it yesterday. It was President's Day. I'll say it again. Today's the last day we're doing this. Site-wide, we got sale on everything except some dropship items for President's Day. I throw out everything except George Washington. This is to honor George Washington's birthday and really what he meant. First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen, George Washington.
And the tallest one in the army.
The tallest, yeah. He couldn't be killed. Oh, my gosh.
That was amazing. I saw that thing on Washington. On Fox, I downloaded it, so I got it if we need to watch it.
Yeah, I would like, maybe we'll play too. A little clip of that.
Yeah,
or
we'll
something.
Watch it.
I don't know. The Power Mall. We got sale. Call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also reminded, great interview with Catherine yesterday. You can go to TalkStream Live and see old podcasts. You can call. You can go to thepowerhour.com. You can go on if that's, our site's better. But if sometimes TalkStream Live works better for some people's browser or whatever. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the news, and then Phil will be here just a little bit. Actually, Mike.
Mike.
So any questions about coins, if you have a question about coins, you can call in.
Gold or silver.
Any coin, any kind of coins. So, and then we'll get Mike here in about 10 minutes or a little less, and then we'll have Phil. Christine, great call yesterday. I hope Christine's listening today.
I hope so.
I really hope.
Man.
That just worked out perfect.
You pulled a lot of strings to get him.
Well, it couldn't have worked out better. I don't know.
Bing, bang.
It usually doesn't happen that way. Anyway. You remember this transgender thing with the athletes in the high schools and people? Well, what's going to stop this is not, common sense.
Nope.
Not the school boards.
Nope.
It's the girls who got beat who are pissed off and want to sue. Yeah. That's what's going to stop this. Three girls sue state to stop boys who say they're girls from competing in their sport.
Yeah, absolutely. They've lost a lot of opportunities, a lot of trophies.
Scholarships.
A lot of scholarships. And now they have to pay for their school, and without those transgenders, they'd be state champs. They'd be state champs and had scholarships.
Today, there were races where three transgenders
blew everybody away.
The girls don't even place. They can't even.
It's ridiculous.
DOE, Department of Energy, launches investigation into Harvard and Yale. Why? Failing to report foreign
lots of money
donations,
lots of money.
It's by quote unquote law. They're supposed to, if they receive a gift of over $250,000, they're supposed to report it. Well, we're talking $300 something million. $375 million foreign gifts that they're going to investigate.
And they just don't give that for nothing.
Not for their good naturedness of China.
No,
or whoever.
They expect something for it.
Did you see this video of Mike Bloomberg belittling farmers and factory jobs?
What a moron.
He says that they have less gray matter, and you can teach anybody to be a farmer.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Dig a hole.
You teach anybody.
Put a piece of corn in it and watch it grow.
Yeah, there's an art to farming.
It's
an art and science.
Yeah,
it's
science.
Both. Atheist Dawkins, he says eugenics would work. He's an atheist. He says eugenics would work.
Well, let him start first.
Well, he's not talking about pigs. He's talking about people.
Yeah, I said let him start first.
He says it works. Of course it would. It works for cows, horses, pigs, dogs, and roses. Why on earth wouldn't work for humans? Facts ignore ideology.
Well, we'll consider it if he's the first volunteer.
Well, it's basically the Nazi plan of we're going to breed certain people or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
California shocked to find bill decriminalizing retail theft resulted in...
More theft!
There's
gangs now that go into a store and clean them out.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, now in California, they'll only let two or three people in at a time because of that.
Starbucks UK partners with LGBT charity that helps trans kids find hormone treatments. So now Starbucks is getting in it and get killed. There is no way a child who thinks that they're a boy and they're a girl or vice versa, you don't let a child change their body if they haven't even hit puberty.
Nope. Don't do it.
Are you kidding me?
That's insane.
It's insane.
Yes.
They haven't even hit puberty.
The parents should be arrested for...
They're getting the ideas at school.
Yeah,
now Dwayne Wade and his wife and oh my gosh. This will destroy a society. You want to know some things? You talk about morality and stuff like that. And I'm not, look, I know people have challenges and I know people, there's hormones. I know all of that. That doesn't mean you proliferate it and you
teach it, and
Tommy is 6 years old and he's playing with his neighbor's Barbies. And then you tell Tommy, oh, Tommy, you must really be a girl.
Yeah.
You don't tell Tommy, oh, you must really be a girl.
Yeah, you like playing with those Barbies? Yeah. I like playing with those. He's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Kids like to play.
Yeah.
So now he's a transgender.
Yeah. He needs hormones.
Yeah.
He's 7 years old. He needs hormones.
You like playing with them dolls? You must be a girl.
You must be a girl then.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Near record flooding expected in Mississippi.
I heard that. More rain.
Wow.
CIA stopped spraying us.
More crops.
Uh-huh.
More crops. Going to be. You know, remember last year it was Iowa.
Yeah.
Canadian energy giant funding Oregon Sheriff's Unit to protect private pipelines. So now the Sheriff's Unit in Oregon is getting funded by a Canadian company to guard a pipeline. You know, you remember sheriffs protect the people and the Constitution?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, somewhere in there it says pipeline too now.
Have they got threats on the pipeline? Or somebody been shooting
I don't
it or
know.
Something?
I don't know. See, I didn't read the whole, it's a long article.
That don't
I didn't
make
read
sense.
It.
Usually they have their own people that go up and down the pipeline to check it out. See
well,
if
maybe
leaks.
It's more cost of, well, because it's Canadian, it's in America. So they're not going to let the...
That's right. Canadians get paid more than Americans.
Maybe it saves them money.
They got to pay somebody $15 an hour. Down here, they can get it for $7 an hour.
Minnesota, if you have a lawn and you want to make a little extra cash, you know the bee problem, right?
Yeah.
Well, Minnesota's taking the bull by the horn, will pay homeowners to replace their lawn with bee-friendly wildflowers. Here's a list. Dutch, white clover, creeping thyme, self-heal, ground plum, and dandelion.
Yeah, just clover.
So if you, yeah, clover for sure. If you replace your lawn, Minnesota will pay you. In other parts of the country, if you try to grow a garden in your lawn, they'll arrest you. Remember that Bob Dylan song?
Yes.
How's the words go? They'll arrest you for growing a garden or something. How's it go?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course I do. And something on a moon. And that song you said,
I don't remember that.
On the moon, yeah.
The Tesla of Eco Villages is developing off grid villages that grow their own food and generate their own power.
That's excellent.
That's kind of cool.
Like it.
Yeah. In Great Barrier Reef, you want to see a cool photo that you think it's fake. There's the world's only known pink manta ray. Pink manta ray. Now,
is he transgender?
Well, see, that's the question I had. How in the world did they get it? I mean, are they doing genetic experiments and this manta ray got out? I mean, that's the, why is there a pink manta ray?
And that's down where?
This is in Australia.
Oh, Australia.
The rose-tinted manta ray is named Inspector Clouseau, like Pink Panther. That's funny.
I love those pink panthers.
It is known to dwell near Lady Elliot Island in the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The Finnish photographer Christian Lane was fortunate enough to get within touching distance of the rare creature, which was first spotted in 2015 by a diving instructor from Australian Geographic. Wow. They initially believed the pink belly was perhaps a result of a skin infection, believes that the coloration is just an unusual and unique expression of the skin's melanin. So it's like a albino kind of, like a rare, like an albino person. Kind
or
of
it
a,
likes to swim on top of the water and gets a suntan.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, scientists successfully grow a full-size beating heart using stem cells. See, stories like this, I'm always excited and then I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Everything, these technology and advance, I'm excited that they, then I'm nervous. How are they going to use this? What kind of control? What does this mean?
How'd they grow it?
I don't know. It doesn't. Oh. Iodine is a strong weapon against viral infections. Remember, we got a great source of iodine from Dr. Group. I'm going to see Dr. Group tomorrow. I'm so excited
to
see.
Yeah, he's great, Doc. I love him.
Dr. Group. The 7 best vitamins for healthy and glowing skin. Vitamin E, C, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, B3, B7, and vitamin K. All these things we've talked about extensively. So very good. There's the news. We got our guest standing by. I call him a friend, and I love
me
dealing
too
with friends. And that's one of the pleasures of being here at the Power Hour is being able to meet people, getting to know them. And our next guest, he runs River City Coins and has been there, I don't know, 20-something years. Mike, how long have you been there at the River City Coins?
34 years, actually.
34? Wow, I've missed a few. Mike, I met him. How long have I known you, Mike? A year or two?
Probably within the last couple of years.
Okay. And so I love coins. And so I found his shop. And we just start to talk and go back and forth. And I could really, you know, pretty, for one, you go in and he's got the great music playing. His boys are there. It's a family run business. It's fantastic. And we got to talking. And I totally found a kindred spirit in somebody. He knows what's going on. He actually used to be in banking, and he found out what a fraud that is. And he's like, well, I'll sell something real like coins. Anyway, introduce yourself just a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm a graduate of Southeastern State University, and I attended banking school at LSU and also at Memphis State University. Spent 10 years as a banker, got out of that business and got into real banking business, providing people opportunity to exchange their worthless fiat currency for real money. And I've never looked back. I've been quite successful at it. And I guess I'm providing a very useful service to the community,
I would say, and knowledgeable. I mean, you want to know something about coins, rare coins, non-rare coins, bullion, what have you. If Mike doesn't know the answer, he'll get the answer for you. But anyway, I brought you on, Mike, because our audience, you don't pay me to advertise. We used to have a sponsor a while ago, Andy Gauss, which was great. And he unfortunately passed away, and we've never had a sponsor since. And we still get questions about gold and silver, silver coins, what have you. What is the price of silver right now?
Silver's up very drastically today, to $18.15 an ounce. It's up 39 cents, which is a pretty dramatic upswing.
Yes.
Gold is also up almost $20 today. It is around $1,600 at this time.
Wow, I didn't even see that this morning. Wow. Okay,
well,
so silver.
I just called it to my attention. I thought I'd better brief myself on what the current status of it all was before I talk with you, so that I would be up to date.
So somebody who's listening, they hear about gold and silver. They know the fiat money's being printed. They can see devaluation. They know traditionally gold and silver had value, and maybe they want to put some of their money into gold and silver. So mom and pa Jones sitting at home on their couch now listening, what do they need to know?
Well, they just need to know who they're dealing with, and make sure that they're legit. Check them out through the Better Business Bureau or what have you. Other than that, the price, the value of this material, gold and silver, is very easily arrived at and from many different sources. And for the most part, the dealers are very competitive, in their pricing structures too. And a lot of it depends on the quantity that you're buying. But on gold, for example, the margin's very thin. Gold's $1,600, that's spot price. 1 ounce gold pieces can be bought for as little as $1,700. And that premium fluctuates from time to time based on supply and demand fundamentals. And everybody is pretty much in the same boat. If you bought like 100 ounces, you could probably get it for $1,640 or $1,650 or so.
Let me interject a couple things so people can maybe see an outsider's perspective. I've dealt with a lot of coin dealers. Now, there are dealers, especially on TV. My rule, this is me, Mike's not saying this, so I'm saying this. My rule is, if they're advertising gold on TV, I am never buying gold and silver from somebody advertising on TV. They're having to pay for what, Mike?
That's a very expensive advertising, and you're paying for if you buy from them.
And so usually they want to push you into high, it's called high premium coins or premium coins or rare coins or whatever, and they try to get you on the premium. So spot price is about $1,600 of gold per ounce. And so the premium above is whatever it costs more than that. Now, there is a premium because you got to mint the coins or what have you, and the dealers have to make a little bit. So that's what you're dealing with. Now, if $1,600 an ounce for gold seems too high, I got a couple hundred dollars, I want to buy something. And I highly recommend, if you got a couple hundred dollars and you want to get a little coins, I highly recommend calling Mike. Mike, give the people your number there at at your place.
I can be reached at 573-334-1108.
573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. Now, you may not live in Missouri. You may live, who knows where you're listening from, but you can call Mike anywhere in the world. You can call him. He'll answer a question for you. You may or may not want to buy from him. Here's why I brought Mike on. I trust Mike. I know that my customers or my listeners, if they call Mike, they're not going to get a bum deal, or if there's a problem, Mike won't straighten it out for them. And a lot of dealers out there that you can't say that about. And I know that. That's why I like Mike. I don't want anybody to get screwed over on a deal, and I want them to get their questions answered. That's why Mike is perfect. You have questions, you have things that you want to know about gold and silver, give Mike a call. I don't care if you want to spend $100 or $100,000. Mike can help you and guide you. He deals in all array of transactions, even higher. I mean, Mike deals in a lot of different types of gold and silver trends, and platinum and palladium also. But Mike is, if I want to know something about coins, I trust Mike. I can call him and get an answer. That's why I'm bringing it to you. Go ahead, Mike. Anything else you want to say about your place?
Well, just that, you know, you don't have to have $1,600 to go buy gold. You can buy smaller these. You know, you can buy 10-ounce pieces, quarter-ounce, half-ounce pieces. The premiums are a little higher on the smaller pieces, but you don't have to have a whole lot of money. It's a little bit long, you know, buy a 10-ounce or, you know, every couple of weeks or something like that. Next thing you know, you got a handful of it, you know. Silver, though, I think is probably undervalued relative to gold. And personally, a person looking for a metals investment at this time, I would recommend highly that they would consider putting the majority of their investable funds into silver, which I think has a more upside potential than gold. I do happen to have the brand, the most latest 2020 silver American Eagle coins in stock, as well as the 2020 China silver pandas in stock.
I don't buy anything from China. I don't buy anything from China, any coins, and I don't buy anything with the queen on it. You know my rule. I won't buy a coin with the queen on it. I won't buy a coin for it. That's me. That's me, ladies and gentlemen.
That's going to discount a lot of the coins in, because a lot of the countries, Canada, England, and Australia. But in any event, I wouldn't let that stop you if you wanted to buy one.
That's just me, Mike. That's my own personal hang-up. They're fine coins.
Hey, you know, there's such a huge variety of this material available. There's a lot of bullion material available. I've got right now. I'm overstocked on $20 gold pieces, which have a little bit of a numismatic premium. Not much. They mostly trade it as, you know, so much gold. I've got some pure 1 ounce gold sunshine gold bars. I've got some Krugerrands, American Eagles, Buffaloes.
Let me interject. Let me give a sales pitch here. Let me give a sales pitch to the group. If you want to buy silver, I highly recommend silver. Silver's all-time high in spot prices, a little over $49. Right now, like you said, it's a little over 18. So it's like, what's that, three times? It's close to three times difference. Gold's all-time high is about 1950. Now, just so you know, or throughout the world, gold is reaching all-time highs in a lot of different countries. I think 40 or so countries. Right now, the price is $1,600. So you see it's getting close to its all-time high. Silver has a long way to go. So what he's saying is the investment potential. One of the most beautiful coins, I think, that's certainly in existence now or being made right now, is the American Silver Eagle. It is gorgeous. Kev, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
They're gorgeous. Beautiful. And it's American.
Stunning. Beautiful. Love it.
It is stunning, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so and shining and beautiful. And there's also something affectionately called junk silver, Constitution silver. Mm-hmm. If you're old enough to remember, in 1964, our coins had silver in them. So you can also buy junk silver. And so this is me. But ladies and gentlemen, you can make your own decision. For me, I like silver, silver eagles, and I like junk silver, Constitution silver that used to be circulated in America. That's me. Your thoughts, Mike?
Well, and the ratio between gold and silver is at all time high.
Junk silver, there's no such thing as junk silver. It's oxymoron. All silver is good in whatever form it's in. So I'm going to refer to it as constitutional silver as opposed to junk silver.
I would agree. I mean, do you see that? You know me. You know when I come in, that's what I want, American Eagles or junk silver almost always in the silver. Is that smart of me, or is that short-sighted?
No, I think that's very smart because, you know, constitutional silver represents a double play. You know, it's a numismatic play as well as a bullion play. You know, needless to say, as the price of silver rises, anything made out of silver is going to rise appropriately. And in the meantime, constitutional silver is something that everyone recognizes. Well, anyone over 30, I guess, you know, is silver dimes, quarters, and half dollars, and they know they're made by the government. They're real, they're genuine, and they're divisible, and they make great barter items, you know, constitutional coins. And the premiums are about where they ought to be, probably. They fluctuate from time to time over the value of the actual silver value of the coin. But yeah, it's I sell a lot of constitutional silver.
And there's a good reason. I love it. We're coming to the end of the interview. I just wanted Mike to pop in because you guys have asked a lot of questions about gold and silver. If you want to really know and you have something specific, call Mike. 573-334-1108. There's a lot of gold and silver dealers throughout the country. It's no big deal for him to ship something to you if that's what you want, if you can trust it. I trust Mike.
Yes, so do
that's
I.
That's why Mike is here, because I don't want him. I don't want you to get screwed over. And you can. And Mike will answer your questions, and he'll give you a wide... You tell him kind of what, one, what your questions are, but two, what are your goals? Mike will kind of talk you through it. Okay, well, then I would look at this, 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 and this. And by the time you get done talking to Mike, you're gonna be able to say, okay, I know what I want now.
That's right, and you'll be educated.
Yes, and you'll be educated. Mike, thank you so much for coming on, and God bless you.
Take care, Mike.
Thank you so much. And you guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
You sure will. Tell everybody, tell your boys hi over there.
Sure will do it, Daniel. 573-334-1108.
573-334-1108. Phil Hudock on the other side, Catherine. I hope you're listening.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.